Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop. The rap.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
To the rail. Hip hop.
Bringing voices to power.
Okay, in this episode of United Voices with Sherry Saunders, she's broadcasting live from the Claiborne County Courthouse where the FBI investigates baby kidnapped from a couple in Alabama. The reason or excuse of the kidnap by DHR is that the couple declined birth certificate and social security number. Supporters yesterday held a free baby home awareness event in front of the Claiborne County Courthouse in Heflin, Alabama, that started at 7:30 a.m. So Wednesday, today, we're broadcasting live with Sherry Saunders from the Claiborne County Courthouse. Sherry, how's it going? How does it look down there?
It is looking as murky as it did in Shelby County back in June when we investigated the case of a 14-year-old who, out of an alleged rape, had a pregnancy, and at the birth of that baby, it was taken from DHR in that county. I believe the excuse, one of the excuses in that county, was that the family could not possibly love a mixed-race baby, so we're going to go ahead and take it from you and save you all that hurt and pain. So in what we have going on here in Cleburne County is a case where a family traveling through went into labor, traveling through the state. They did not have permanent residency in this county or this state. They were at Mount Cheehaw State Park when she went into labor. This was not an emergency labor. It was planned to have the baby outside of a hospital. Both of these parents are college educated. They traveled the country speaking and educating people on natural ways. They did not want their child vaccinated. They did not want their child born in a hospital. While in labor, there at Mount Cheehaw State Park, where at the place that they were at, they were actually in Clay County, I am now understanding. In Clay County, part of Mount Cheehaw, the pregnancy extended a little bit longer than what was expected. There was an ambulance called to go ahead and take her and transport her to Anniston Hospital, the closest hospital, so that she could have that baby. She did. Now, here's where it gets a little silly. We have a person in position of power, the director of the state park of Mount Cheehaw, a Tammy Power is her name. What happened at the hospital after the family, young couple, has been transported is that a state employee, the director of the Mount Cheehaw State Park, Tammy Power, felt the need to go to the hospital. When she arrived at the hospital, she made a phone call up to labor and delivery, which was transferred to the husband, the father of the baby fixing to be born, and asked if she could come up to labor and delivery and be in the room. The father, of course, said no. This is a private moment. We appreciate you getting us here, sort of kind of situation. But, you know, we're just going to go ahead and have the baby without you. We'll call you after it's over with, let you know everything turned out okay. Well, apparently for Tammy Power, once again, the director of Mount Cheehaw State Park, she bypassed hospital security somehow after the couple had already refused anyone to come up to the room. They had already told the hospital that they are the only ones to be in the room for the baby. So after that paperwork had already been established, a phone call is made to labor and delivery. The father turns this person down, saying, no, we don't want you in a room. Someone takes her up into labor and delivery and walks her in the room where Miss Danielle is trying to have their baby. After all of this, Marcus, she leaves the room after being told and then steps downstairs and makes a phone call to DHR. Within 18 hours of the baby being born from Danielle, a Cleburne County DHR personnel with some police stepped into the room and took the baby. Now, here's where it gets silly again. When she made a phone call to 911 to call the ambulance for the couple that was having the baby at Mount Cheehaw State Park, where they were located was Clay County, Alabama, she told the ambulance personnel and the operator, the 911 operator, that it was Cleburne County and made a point to make sure that the operator put down that she said Cleburne County. At the hospital, she made another statement referring to the fact, although the baby was born in Anniston, that the case originated in Cleburne County. Now, I have found out through some investigation that perhaps Miss Tammy Power has connection to a friend in Cleburne County that has been looking desperately to adopt a baby. And what we have again, Marcus, is a situation in the state of Alabama where we have DHR coming into a situation with a family with a newborn child, accepting that newborn child, vaccinating it forcefully, and then turning around and selling it to the highest bidder. So I hate to bring this awful news to you, Marcus. Honestly, I'm floored. I'm floored when I found out that Miss Tammy Power not only was told no, she the hospital was told no, and yet somehow she still found herself in labor and delivery. and then felt like she needed to stay at the hospital to call DHR and be standing there when DHR walked in. Why is Miss Tammy Power worried about what this baby looks like?
Now, that's where I'm going to tell you. I know you're feeling floored right now, and you know some of the struggles that people are going through. And we're hearing more and more horror stories coming out of Alabama DHR. And this whole organization really screams for a federal investigation and a federal takeover. I mean, because these people do not care about family. They're not a friend of the family. They are enemies to the family.
No.
They're friends of the court and enemies to family. Because in Alabama, DHR, they're getting big money for these children, shuffling these children around to group homes, shuffling them around to foster parents, shuffling them around out to adoption, putting them on medication they should not be on. They are getting filthy rich by doing this, and they don't care whose lives that they destroy. Now tell us a little bit about some investigations going on to what is being accused of happening. And like I said, I can only speak for myself with my encounter, which is a solid case of DHR misconduct, targeting, and fleecing, harassing, putting in undue fines and penalties, debtor's prison, all of that. But tell us, I can speak with authority on that, but tell us what is actually going on. Who all is looking at this case on how DHR acted? Who all is taking a look at this?
Okay, to start by answering your question, the FBI this week has stepped in on this case to look into some allegations that were made in a 25-page letter written by the father that was turned into the court. He made some extremely serious allegations as to the civil rights violations that was happening to his family, his wife, and his son. I have standing next to me a gentleman that is a family friend and has all kinds of information that I would like for him to discuss to let you and update you on the show. I think personally he is going to be able to answer your questions a little bit better, being a friend and in on this situation. I will not divulge his name, listeners. There's no reason for you to know his name, but he is identified to me as an expert
in
this
name.
Identified by the participants themselves.
I wouldn't want to identify him either
Willing to give some responses and answer your questions. So, Marcus, I'm going to hand this off to this gentleman, and let's see if we can shed some light on this situation.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I don't blame you for not divulging your name, because I've dealt with DHR and some of the cases I've been hearing now. This thing is so corrupt. When you do speak up and speak out, you will be targeted, and they will something, because it's madness. It's madness. If the FBI just looked at – the FBI just looked at how they retaliate on people for speaking up for on their civil rights, that would warrant an investigation to overturn that whole organization. It's all built upon harassing and silencing people, slapping gag orders on them, putting them in jail ever they can. I mean, it is terrible. It is one of the most evil organizations. It is the most evil organization in Alabama. So tell us what you know about the case.
Well, yeah, basically, they've made it very hard for people to stand up and voice their opinion because of that reason. Everybody's afraid. People that have kids are afraid of retaliation, by DHR and by the officials involved. So it makes it hard to get up a gathering of people, to show support. But basically, in the beginning of this case, it was just or what was put on the paperwork was mistaken identity. They thought there were two people that they weren't. They took their child without doing their homework. And then once they gave them all the forms of ID they requested and submitted fingerprints, and they found out they were who they said they were, then they failed to give them their kid back because they knew they had already broken the law, basically. And ever since then, they've been backpedaling, trying to cover themselves, is what it seems like to me, as an outsider looking in at the situation. So basically, that's what this whole thing has been a charade, and what the Holmes have kept asking of the court system: what law have we broken? There's no law on the records that we have broken, and they have not showed them any law that they are not following. So basically, the court system is being used kind of to I guess, almost cover up the wrongdoings of what DHR did in the beginning, because it's all a charade. There's no law that's been broken. Their civil rights have been violated, and they just want their baby back.
Yes, I understand that. It's like we were saying, this, Sherry can talk more about this, and we've talked about this before too. There's lots and lots of money to be made when they get a child. I mean, that's just like an instant $15,000 to $18,000 check.
Oh yeah,
this
especially
is
a 24-hour-old baby.
Yeah, gonna bring more. Gonna bring more.
Prime market, you know.
Yeah, and we got to start looking at that. I hope the FBI looks at that and how much money they've been making off of snatching kids. And if they did it in this case, I think they need to review that whole department, just because it's many people who, like you said, they won't fight back or know how to
yeah.
fight back, or they might not have – it takes money, and it's impossible, you know, to really fight
yeah.
back against the machine
fighting
of the state.
Battle.
The state – yeah, yeah, the state got all the money.
And
they can fight you in court all day long.
Yeah, because it ain't costing them a penny. You know, they're spending
no,
your money.
No, they're
going to
make the taxpayers pay. Yeah, they're going
to
make the Alabama taxpayers pay for what they did down there. I wish the FBI would really look at this, because it is – and you notice just family court and how they operated, period, how they did – DHR did that baby, and how family court does business. They drive people to a point – of no return. There's been an increase in suicides for people coming out of
yep.
family court. That increases the probability of domestic violence because of the unfair laws they have in the court. And these laws are written so unfair, so they because they're greedy, because they want more
yeah.
money, more programs. And I tell people
and
all the time
that they target. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're gonna. You're right. They target certain people. You know,
they target families.
You can't
defend yourself. It looks like to me. Yeah,
yeah,
and they target
exactly.
families that think outside the norm. You know, but are like Daniel and Christian. They're good, loving, caring, God fearing people. You know, and they live their lives more kind of like a traditional Christian would. You know. They don't agree with all the possessions and stuff people have, and it seems like the families that are targeted are the ones that are outside of the norm, you know, that kind of go against society.
Yeah.
And that's the ones that they target, want to take them from so they can put them into a system that basically grinds out, you know, another get up, go to work, you know, fall in line person.
Yeah, and that's what they're masters at that. See, that's why they can take the fact that this person living traditionally and did not want to have the baby at the hospital or didn't want to do the things in a non-traditional type way. And see, they'll
yeah.
use that against you. If they want to have a natural birth, something must be wrong with them. What's going on
yep.
with them? They're automatically targeted and looked down upon. Yeah, and it's just a way for them to weave in all those evil and unjust laws they got. I mean, it's just really bad. And I hope this is like a Kickstarter for the federal government to come in. Because that's where these people are getting the money from. They're really cheating the federal government, you know, because that's
yeah.
who's going to send them the checks. They're going to send those federal dollars to that state organization and to that local county organization for having to take care of this baby when they shouldn't
yeah, and,
even had the baby in the first place.
That's right. They're basically just spending taxpayer dollars for no reason. And kind of an update on that FBI situation. They called them in again. They called Christian and Danielle in to speak with them again at the beginning of this week. So that would be for a second meeting with them. And they are basically proceeding forward, you know, with investigations and everything. And basically you're trying to look to the outcome of this civil matter to see where they're going to take it forward after this. So that's
yeah,
two meetings they've had.
If you have anybody that has their ear, just for the rest of the people, just tell them to imagine. We can imagine what they're going through. Tell them to imagine what all of us here in Alabama have been going through. And
yeah.
and just let them know the people of Alabama want them to look deeper into this, to how they do business and how they
yep.
target people and how the
yep.
we have an unjust family court system. This leads all the way back to the root of some of this evil. And I just pray that the family – also, you know, let the FBI know that we got a serious problem here in Alabama. They're destroying people's lives. They're killing people. I mean, they're putting people up under so much stress that they're committing suicide. Look at this case we had out there in Texas where this guy killed a cop. He just randomly killed this cop. And it was because of some unfair stuff in family court that they were doing to him. That's not right for anybody to snap like that. But you got to think about what all was done to this man that drove him to the point that he acted out in the way he did. And usually when a cop dies, they're talking about it on the news 24/7. This guy, this cop got shot, and they talked about it 1 or 2 days. And this guy, during his arrest, he said why he did it. He did it because he couldn't see his daughter, and they was playing games with him in family court. They don't expect you to care about your child. You get to a certain point dealing with DHR. If you're a non-custodial and if you cry or show any type of emotion or how much you love your child, they think you're psychotic. It's like, we got your child now. This is the way, this is the status quo. You just go along with it. You know, it's crazy.
They drive people
and
to
it's
act
all
that way.
Done. Yeah, it's all done for money. It's all about money. Title 4D and Title 4E funding. They get matching funding, quadruple the amount. For every dollar they get, they say they need, they're going to get $5 from the federal government. That's what's breaking Social Security, paying all these Child Protective Services workers, all these DHR apartments. That's what's breaking Social Security. A lot of people don't know that family court and child support, all that money that funds that, those bureaucrats and some of those politicians and some of these court people are not even lawyers or certified in nothing. They're just friends of the court.
Yeah.
You're a friend of the court. You know, it's like anybody could come up off the street and be a friend of the court and start acting on the court's behalf. So I would hope the family or this situation triggers FBI to look really deep into this and just see how it's destroying people's constitutional rights.
Well, it makes me feel good to see how far the story's reached and the people that's even, you know, reached out to me and told me similar stories about, you know, even other things that's happened within Cleburne County. So I know it's not only happening here, but this seems to be a hot spot for a lot of the corruption.
But what happened to them, this is a template. This is a template that's being ran in every county of Alabama. It's being ran in every county. They're doing this exact same thing in every single county in Alabama.
Man.
You know, you see these Child Protective Services and DHR is building these $5 and $8 million buildings, office buildings. You know what I mean? It's like crazy. It's crazy. And somebody, they're making a lot of money somewhere. They're getting a lot of federal funding for that. They are breaking the Social Security system. Title 4D funding and Title 4E funding need to be removed and repealed out of the Social Security. We have no – old people should not be paying for these bureaucrats to destroy people's lives.
Yeah, especially if they could see the type situations like this. You know, when you talk to people about DHR, they automatically assume that the parents are bad, or they're on drugs, or they're beating their kids, or they're negligent. You know, that's not always the case. People have that mindset.
No,
and once that mindset changes, people will be tired and fed up of paying for
that.
A system.
You're correct. Yeah. And DHR are masters at that. That's why they use terms like deadbeat, not realizing or not caring if the person is dead broke. A lot of people that are labeling deadbeats are not deadbeats. They're just dead broke through DHR seizing all their money. They can't live, can't make a living. They're pushing people to the edge for greed, and they use these code words like deadbeat, unfit, you know, all this kind of stuff to try to get you into their system where they can collect federal funds and how they can just drive people into poverty.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff they do don't even make any sense. You know, someone owes back child support, they suspend their license, but they still want their money.
They can't go to work.
They do that, but people have to. Some people will go on and drive without them, but if that person gets stopped, get a ticket, that's more money for that local entity. So if that local county has put into the suspend your license and you having to go to work, but you get stopped and you get with no driver's license, or something like that, then that's still money coming into that county organization in some department. So they have it set up to really destroy you once they label you a non-custodial. Labeling somebody a non-custodial is an insult to a child that's got a mother and a father. That's an insult.
Yep.
And they use these code words, non-custodial, deadbeat. They use this thing to drive into the minds of the public how low and dirty the person is, so no one would care, just like you, just like me, just like the people you know and stories you've heard. They use that so people won't care when these people get their civil rights violated. That's just just an old deadbeat.
Yep.
That's just an unfit mother. That's just an unfit father. You know, stuff like that. They use that so the public don't really want to fight for them. But what we need is equality. We need equality.
And that's definitely the prevalent mindset, because 90% of the people that I talk to, if I'm out, you know, like, you know, handing out flyers or talking to people about this situation, 90% of the people come in with the mindset that something's wrong with the parents. They did something wrong, or they're on drugs, you know, and that's just the mindset that they're forced, you know, that's forced on them. They don't know because they don't deal with the situation. But this situation has really, once people have took the time to talk to parents like Christian and Danielle, they can see the love basically just emanating from them. You know, they're really good, loving, caring people, and people can side with that. People can know the truth when you speak, and it's really it's changed people's mindset. The ones that have been directly involved in this, you know, and kind of know the situation and have talked to Christian and Danielle, I can see that it's changed almost 100% of their mindset of how, of what parents are. They're not labeled like DHR wants them to be labeled anymore.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly why we need to bring as much light to this case as we can. You know, labeling parents, destroying parents. If you destroy your parent by breaking that bond, and that's an early bond from what I heard from the story. They took the baby within 18 hours.
Yeah,
you know,
while
that
I was resting.
That lets you know how that particular county, but it's going on in every county, but that lets you know how much they are after this. You know what I'm saying? They're foaming at the mouth to get something like this because, like we said earlier, it's big money when they take a child. It's big federal
dollars. Before that baby even came out, the whole process was in motion, you know, for them to come take this kid, you know. That's bad, you know. And it was all on a false premise, you know. It was all on a false premise. They pretty much had to know that by the time they took the kid, if they did any type of homework at all. But they took the kid anyway. And then they just failed to return it once they found out that their original allegation was incorrect. They never returned the child.
Yeah, because they're not used to that, you know. They're not used to that.
They target families in the position that Christian and Danielle were in, you know. They seen a couple that they thought had no resources, had no family in the area.
Exactly.
And they thought they would just take their kid and it would be cut and dry and nobody would do anything about it. Well, in this particular case, they found out wrong. You know, people will rally behind a cause that's meant to be rallied behind. And this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and it's causes like this, it's causes like that that really I'm hoping and everybody in the reform community is hoping will trigger a larger overview, a larger look into what's been going on and how many lives have been destroyed. How many other people, if they did that to these people, how many other people throughout the years in each county has this department done it to?
That's afraid to say anything.
You know, that needs to really come out. How often have they taken a baby within 24 hours, within a week? You know, studies, because if there's somebody out there that would look at things like this, you know, that's why I said a federal investigation to look at records is really called for.
Because it's hard for a layperson to do that, you know. They don't have access to those records because they're all sealed.
Yeah, they're all sealed. But the FBI can get them, and the FBI does crime reports every year on murders, thefts, and everything else like this. I would love to see them do a report on the whole nation, really. But just because if you imagine, if this is going on in every state and every county, you know, every state in the union probably see this, because it's big, big federal dollars. Like I said, it's what's breaking the Social Security, in all truth.
It's, and an investigation like issues. That could really shed some positive light on the FBI in a time like today, where they need all the positive
yeah.
light they can get, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we're talking about they're hacking computers, but these people, these human people, are hacking other people's lives and destroying it, deleting
yeah.
family members out by taking them, by allowing parental alienation. They're doing the same thing. We have humans hacking into not only just computers. We got in a whole entire mindset that's hacking into people's lives with the ultimate goal of deleting something out, either
yeah.
the relationship with the child or either the bond with the child, everything. And it just really
begs. Well, they know, they have to know when they take the kid that they'll be more likely to be dependent on the system. I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's what it a lot of it boils down to, is it creates, if you can take a child from their loving parents, put them in a situation where they're never truly, I don't know how you'd say it, but anyway, then it creates a situation for that child to grow up and become more dependent on the system as a whole.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what they
you
want.
Know, they, that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want. And, yeah, you're very correct. So anything you want to say to wrap this up? I really appreciate you coming on, and feel free to come on this show anytime, and anybody that you know of anywhere, but especially here in Alabama, put them in touch with Sherry. We want to hear their story, because that's the only
okay.
way this is going to change.
Okay, I'll definitely get all your information.
Yeah, yeah, because we're going to stop. We're going to help people from not being shamed into a corner where they can't speak out about themselves. They shame you so bad into a corner where you're afraid to speak out. You feel like you can't speak out. So with
yeah.
that, it's been great.
If you don't mind,
to you.
If I can tell people to look at, you know, on Facebook, if you go to hashtag free baby home, H-O-L-M, that's FreeBabyHolm. That's with all the information pertaining to this particular case. But hopefully when this said situation's over, we're going to try to evolve that into something, you know, something more overall based towards the situation, you know, the whole situation, as opposed to this particular case. So.
Hey, and I hope they call it the Holmes Law, you know, the Holmes Amendment or something like that, you know, where people won't
yeah.
be targeted. People won't
yeah.
be targeted.
Well, that's the direction we're moving forward, and I appreciate you getting this out and getting more people aware of the situation, and hopefully people will stick together.
I'm glad to have you on. And make sure, like I said, make sure you tell people. We want to hear their story.
Right.
They're welcome to come on our show and tell what happened to them in dealing with this system. And
all
with
right.
that, y'all,
we appreciate it.
This has been United Voices with Sherry Saunders.
Thanks.
The Grassroots Mouthpiece.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders.